Today, most of the Democratic candidates for president held a debate in Iowa, where voters will attend their presidential caucuses in just over 2 weeks. And we're going to bring in NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, who was at the debate in Johnston, Iowa. How'd it go, Mara?
Well, Steve, it was the first debate of the year, and I think it went pretty similarly to the other debates have gone. Of course, Howard Dean is the big target. He is the front runner. And what was interesting about this is the end of the invisible primary. Up until now, success has been measured in terms of fundraising, poll numbers, energy among activists. In just 2 weeks, actual voters get to have a say when they go to the caucuses in Iowa to decide who's going to win this first contest of the nominating process.
Yeah.
And I think the big goal among all the candidates is to knock Dean off his perch, and that's what you saw tonight.
Mara, we're going to listen together to a couple of excerpts from this debate, first about the war in Iraq. Howard Dean, who you mentioned, opposes the war, while Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman supports it.
The capture, overthrow and then capture of Saddam Hussein has made America safer and made the world safer.
Senator Lieberman said that we are safer now that Saddam has been caught. I beg to differ. Since Saddam Hussein has been caught, who's a dreadful person, I'm delighted to see him behind bars, and I hope he gets what he deserves. But the fact is, since Saddam Hussein has been caught, we've lost 23 additional troops. We now have, for the first time, American fighter jets escorting commercial airliners through American airspace. Our resources belong in fighting al-Qaeda. Saddam Hussein has been a distraction.
I want to respond to Howard Dean's criticism of my statement that we're safer with Saddam Hussein gone. You know, we had good faith differences on the war against Saddam, but I don't know how anybody could say that we're not safer. And to say that we haven't obliterated all terrorism with Saddam in prison is a little bit like saying somehow that we're not, we weren't safer after the Second World War, after we defeated Nazism and Hitler, because Stalin and the communists were still in power. We have many threats to our security.
Joe Lieberman and Howard Dean in Iowa today. Now, Mara Liasson, as the war in Iraq evolves, how does the political debate evolve?
Well, I think, if the war in Iraq looks like it's going swimmingly, in other words, if the transfer of power, which is going to start happening pretty soon, goes forward without a hitch and Americans stop dying over there, that could be something that could hurt Howard Dean, but I think not among the Democratic base, which is really, really opposed to this war and is unlikely to change their opinion. However, the argument that Lieberman is making and the other candidates are making are not so much a substantive one about the war. As Lieberman said, we have good faith differences on the war. It's about whether or not Dean can be a successful general election candidate on the issue of national security against George W. Bush in a year when national security is going to loom a lot larger than it has in past presidential elections.
Now, the candidates also debated an issue that might look different in the primaries and in the general election, global trade agreements. And we're going to hear another exchange with Senator John Edwards of North Carolina and Richard Gephardt of Missouri.
Everybody up here except Dennis voted for NAFTA and voted for the China agreement. They did the wrong thing. We need to get a trade policy that brings up conditions in these other countries. You can't do that if you give in to bad trade deals like most of these candidates did.
To Senator Edwards. Senator, considering...
I'll respond first to what was just said.
Okay. All right.
Because very skillfully done, he lumped everybody together. First of all, I didn't vote for NAFTA. I campaigned against NAFTA. NAFTA passed before I got to the Congress, to the United States Senate. I mean, I voted against the Chilean trade agreement, against the Caribbean trade agreement, against the Singapore trade agreement, against final passage of fast track for this president.
Well, John, you weren't in Congress when NAFTA came up, so you couldn't vote. But you voted for the China...
But you just said I voted for it.
I understand. And
you understand? Does that mean you're wrong?
I'm quite willing to say that you weren't there and you didn't vote for it.
Richard Gephardt and John Edwards debating who's more against trade. And Mara Liasson, how important is that issue in Iowa specifically?
That issue is pretty important, Steve, in Iowa. The industrial unions here, and they're still strong in Iowa, are adamantly against the kinds of free trade agreements that don't have sufficient labor and human rights standards in them. I think Gephardt is pretty unassailable on the trade issue here for those who are worried about the negative effects of globalization. On the other hand, in Iowa, there are a lot of farmers who like globalization, who want to sell their exports abroad. So it does cut both ways.
And let me just stop you there, Mara, because I need to mention that NPR is going to be hosting the next Democratic meeting, which is a radio debate on Tuesday in Des Moines, Iowa. And of course, NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson will be there. Thanks, Mara.
Thank you, Steve.